It was too much talk and I was going to get confused. Ask Josh if he sent me the dailies today. Okay, thanks.
Music's playing. Yeah.
Hey, Dave, I've got an echo. Or a tinny echo. Okay. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I've got Mark Mangi in studio with me, and I'm glad to have you with me also. Today's Friday, and it's open mic Friday, and so we want you to call in and talk with us, have some conversation with us, see what's going on. I want to talk about Herman Cain. I want to talk about Billboard. The Billboard thing is really getting to me. I wanted to talk about it yesterday, and we talked about a little bit of everything else. But I want to know, can black people do country? I mean, I happen to like country music, but, you know, I'm serious. Right now, country is having a hard time because country has gotten in the way of Billboard, and they took the guy named Lil Nas.
You're going to fill me in. Billboard
okay.
is?
Billboard is a magazine who is list rankings of who is in top charts.
Oh.
Remember the Casey Billboard charts?
Got it.
Billboard.
Yeah, okay.
Billboard charts. You know, the ranking of who's number one, who's the best song.
Right.
Well, they got this song, and this song came out, and this young black kid, I think out of Connecticut. Now, you got to understand, you got a young black kid who's a conservative out of Connecticut, I believe it is. And he got this song. And so he decides he's going to put it on SoundCloud, and it starts climbing up the charts.
Yeah.
And they got a problem with it.
Why?
So they took him off because they took him off of the Billboard chart they said because it's not country, because he mixed hip-hop into the country.
Well, there's all sorts of mixed and crossover music, you know, between country and rock and pop and
that's
country.
True.
You know, pure country doesn't sound, you know, pure country sounded like country music sounded 40 years ago.
But country music is not country music.
Yeah, it's something different now. It's a different. It's all a hodgepodge. Just.
I love the one when I think Chris Stapleton and Timberlake got together and did that song at the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs. And I don't even drink like that. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, why they took it down. And so there's been a controversy over the last couple of days why they took this song down.
I've got to hear it.
It's country. I mean, you can't say it's not country because it's got a twang to it. I mean, it's country.
I'm just trying to think of. I'm less concerned about country and more concerned about hip hop because I can't see hip hop with a twang.
You can't see hip hop with a twang?
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't see hip hop with a twang?
Yeah, I think the hip hop people ought to be more upset than the country people.
No. Remember, hip hop is an expression that people have hijacked.
Okay. I don't know. I'm
not a hip hop girl. But I'm not a spoken word girl. That's just not me.
So I'm gonna have to go home and listen to that.
As soon as my computer unfreezes, we're gonna play it. But my computer, I was listening to it this morning. It was doing really, really well, and somehow right now it just
Billboard reached through and froze your computer because it does that song.
Now that may be it.
You never know.
You may be on
because there's eyes on everything anymore.
Spying.
There's spying.
Versus.
Yeah, that's
tracking. That's right. It's a good segue to that. There you go. You did good, Mark. So, Americans are being spied on.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
More so than we would like to admit to.
Well, I think I heard a definition this morning of the difference between spying and surveillance, and that makes sense. Surveillance is when it's done under color of law and within our system of jurisprudence with the proper affidavits, the proper subpoenas, under proper court orders. Spying is done with none of that, or spying is done when they perverted the process to be able to do something they otherwise would not be able to do. And I think that's a pretty good definition. And by that, yeah, I hear that. I hear it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your horse. I've been in a valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, nah, can't nobody tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my blood. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
One thing I could say about music is a uniter.
Yeah.
And when we have times like these, when we have major racial divisions, we have major conflicts of who people are and the uniting of Americans, and you've got this young boy out of Connecticut, and his name is Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
And he has teamed up with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think Billy Ray's daughter is
not that's about as country as you're going to get.
And it's a great song. It's got a great little hook to it. And you would think that Billboard would have embraced the collaboration between this hip-hop guy and this country guy.
That is a straight 2-3-4 beat. And if it weren't for the bass in it, you would not be able to tell. I mean, I could hear Dolly Parton singing that.
Let's think about Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, exactly right. I didn't know that it was the same song when Whitney Houston sang it. And then, Dolly Parton, I didn't know Dolly Parton wrote that.
Wrote it and sang it.
Yeah, and sang it. And,
yeah.
And they sounded entirely different. But it was that's how music is.
That's correct. And so the question is, when do we... Because, African Americans have always been in the country,
yeah.
Especially the older African Americans. That's nothing new.
Yeah.
But we were never in country because we couldn't be a part of country.
Yeah.
Country's been a white boy thing. Excuse the expression. I'm not politically
correct. But there were African American cowboys. There were a lot of African American cowboys.
Well, you have to realize how the word cowboy came into existence. Cowboys, because you have to understand they would go and tell boy, he would tell you, go get me a cowboy.
I gotcha. Okay.
And it became cowboy.
All right.
And so those are things that we've always been a part of the country. We've always been cowboys. That's not new. But country music is new to the masses, but not new to African Americans as a root.
Yeah.
We've been singing country a long time.
Well, you could take lots of different kinds of music and make it sound like different kinds of Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley went through the same thing that this young guy is going
through. Well, no, Elvis Presley stole the music and then came back and said it was his. That's
yeah.
something different.
They looked on it as something that they couldn't do.
But see, look at what Billboard is saying. This guy, the Billboard is saying this is not country, so they
it's
took it
country.
Off the charts.
That's country.
This is country.
Yeah.
And my problem is, why would you take it down? Why would you even think to take it down when you can use music as a unifier?
And you know the ain't nobody's gonna tell me what to do is basically what that song says over and over again. When I was listening to the lyrics, you know, ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. I think that was the phrase. And there's other songs right now going around right now, you know, that have that same message. You know, for country music, it's a combination of things. It's the sound. It's the message.
Dixon says that there ain't a song that country music does not identify with. Because, you know, country people will make a song off a beer can.
Well, yeah.
And so Dixon says if there's a topic, there's a country music song to go with it. Country sings songs about everything. But my question is, when you have this all-white genre, and it's mostly, and I will say hip-hop is all black genre, is in because a lot of white kids listen to hip-hop,
there's some white,
but as far
white
as
artists,
them actually
yeah.
being a part of the talent of hip-hop, it's minimal. So
yeah.
they're the minority.
Well, I'll tell you.
And you got African-Americans that sing country.
This is a great
Charlie
song.
Pride.
This guy's going to make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, yes and no, because remember, we don't pay for music like we used to.
Yeah, he'll be on tour real fast.
He better have more than one song.
Yeah, he
will.
No,
I don't know.
They're going to get this guy.
And the question is, who's going to show up? So if he goes on tour,
you know who will show up? Young people will show up. You know what people like? You know, it's a different world today. I actually watched Brian Williams last night on MSNBC, and I don't know who was interviewing, and the guy said for young people, for younger people, and you're talking 25 and under, it's an entirely different world, and they'll show up. They like that stuff. I like that. You know, I'm not a big hip hop fan, but sometimes.
But that, I mean, that's just it. That's what it's just like Michael Jackson when he crossed over.
Yeah, but sometimes I want to listen to hip hop. I mean,
I would love to see you going down the street.
No, I do.
I would love to see that. Well, that would be awesome.
Everybody has a guilty pleasure. My guilty pleasure is Fast and Furious. That's where I learned to listen to hip hop when the music all the way through it. It's absolutely perfect for certain moods that you want to create. Some of it's very dynamic.
When you're going to want to go fast down the freeway. when you want to drive fast down the freeway.
No, I listen to the William Tell Overture when fast down the freeway. Bop,
I would believe that with you.
Bop, 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 bop,
no,
bop, bop.
No, you can't have me. No.
When I was in college, they had a disco version of the William Tell Overture, and the radio stations had to stop playing it because when they played it on the radio, cars would speed up. It was turning into a problem.
There's something happening here. The song is correct because you can't even say that and say fast. No, in the same sentence. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm in studio with Mark Manji. Want you to be in studio with us. We'll be right back.
Right till I can't no more. Down cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro, all that.
Well, we're back listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World. Looking for replacement windows, looking for home improvement this spring. It is coming. It's a little dry today because of the forecast for the weekend. There's no sun today, but it is warmer. We didn't have to put on an overcoat.
I was talking
we didn't have to put on an overcoat. So please, when you're looking for replacement,
somebody
when you're looking
for,
huh?
It's 71.
When you're looking for replacement windows.
Okay.
Replacement windows.
Yeah.
When you look for replacement windows, new improvement.
And
there's, you gotta,
oh, it's going to
1-800.
We need good windows.
1-800. 1-800. Next window. Let me get through this. Jeez, so bad. I'm trying to do a spot. You call 1-800 next window. Call Fred Moran and the Moran family. Give them a call and say, listen, I heard them goofing off on Tracy. She screwed it up again. Call 1-800 next windows. And we said, we're going to call them. That's what you do. Jeez, old man. That's what you do. So listen, Mark, I got a question about Herman Cain. I am so – yesterday you were sitting with me in the food court.
Yeah.
And a man out of nowhere comes over and has to ask, can I give you a compliment? Am I right?
That's what he said.
Do you mind if I give you a compliment? And I'm looking at Herman Cain. And Herman Cain, there is no evidence. There's been no trial. There has been – women control narratives of how men react. If you push up on a man, you'll get one negative narrative. If you push back, you'll get another. Most times in the situation, women, I want to tell you, you want to be in control, you have all the power. Most times, unless you just got a real downright thuggish dog. For Herman Cain, I have problems. Women, we act like women don't lie. We act like everything that we say is true and everything that men say is incorrect. And for them, and let me say this, as African Americans, you ought to be standing up for people like Herman Cain to be a part of the, that is a good thing. For President Trump to even call him and say, I will nominate Herman Cain for the Federal Reserve is a great thing. We ought to be cheering and going down the street and saying, wow, it's about time.
No, it's the wrong kind of black guy.
Huh?
He's the wrong kind of black guy.
So there's a wrong kind and a right kind.
There's a good kind and a bad kind. Herman Cain's the bad kind. The Attorney General of Maryland's the good kind.
Ooh. Okay. Explain good kind, bad kind.
Good kind is that you are in bed with every progressive wacko idea you have, and they forgive you because you care. The bad kind is if you're a conservative black male who has turned over to the devil and is evil incarnate. And so you are not worthy to be called a black person, and we're going to tear you to bits. That's the difference.
Oh, so if I'm a common sense, independent African-American who's not dependent upon a system that tells people that you need to get up, go do something, and become productive, and that all Democrats aren't right, and you shouldn't have guaranteed wages, you need to work for a living, and you're Bible-based, you are a bad guy.
Yeah. Bible-based is the top of the list.
Ooh. Bible-based is bad.
Bible-based is bad, and then they go down from there.
Bible-based is bad.
And then everything
else. Non-Bible-based is good.
Yes, non-Bible-based is good.
So if you believe in the Bible, if you believe the Bible is the word of God and that we should adhere to it and the rules and regulations that go inside, and let me say this, the New Testament is not that bad. I mean, it'd be different if we were still slaughtering, you know, chickens and cows and pigs and stuff. But I mean, come on now. All you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ, accept him into your life and say, God, forgive me. And that's pretty much.
That's very simple.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
No more cows, no more chickens,
and
no
if you're
more
really
slaying.
And if you're Catholic, it's even better because you get to go to confession. And if you're a mafia people, you can kill all the people.
Well,
that
no. Because see, even New Testament, no confession.
Yeah.
Old Testament, confession. That's where the Catholics get it wrong.
That's right.
They never came into the new century.
Okay.
See, they're still in the BCE, before Common Era.
Yeah.
But they got to come into the Common Era since they changed from, you know, before Christ and A.D.
After
the
century. Yeah.
You know, since they changed all that, nobody told anyone. Because no one knows that. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
No one knows that. They don't even talk about that.
So that derivation not only applies to white guys, but black guys in particular, because when you get somebody like Herman Cain, who kudos should, you know, was a success story by any stretch of the imagination and a role model for all males, not just African-American males, you know, here they come and they're going to tear them down because they don't want them to be on the Federal Reserve.
Why not?
They.
What's wrong with him?
They.
What's wrong? I mean, seriously, what's wrong with Herman Cain?
I can't figure it out. That's my problem. What don't they like? Well, he does not have the experience in order to do that. Well, what Herman Cain would prevent them from doing is using the Federal Reserve as a political wedge. The progressives have come in and have taken various branches of government and turned them and weaponized them. And they'd love to weaponize the Federal Reserve.
They've already tried to.
Herman Cain would stop that from happening, and they can't have that.
But let me ask this, Mark, because this is my...
Meanwhile, the Attorney General of Maryland's sitting there, you know.
I have a question. Why is it that when African-Americans try to progress in life and try to change things and make things better, they don't get the support of the surroundings? But as long as they're asking for handouts so that they can go feed people so that they will never learn anything, never go anywhere, never do anything, we tend to think that's a good thing to fund.
Well, Tracy, in all sincerity, a lot of that has to do with in the African-American community itself, because Herman Cain is not getting the support within the African-American community.
He's the wrong kind of black guy.
He's the wrong kind of black guy.
He's a sellout.
You know, a lot of black leaders make their money off of pandering racism. And the whites support them. The whites, you know, you get Al Sharpton and you get Jesse
Jackson.
They
make a lot of money.
And what happens is the white foundations that control the money donate to these organizations.
They make a lot
of
money.
And then they go out and do their pandering, you know, their racist pandering. It's not a good thing.
I have a hard time getting down the street. And all I want people to do is be independent. Stand on your own two feet. Think for yourself. Become free. Land of the free. Remember that phrase?
Yeah. No, that's an old white man's phrase. Because it really wasn't free.
But freedom is not being attached to the system.
I understand that. That's
freedom.
Why I like that song that you were playing. You know,
I mean, freedom.
Living free in Philadelphia, freedom. I mean, that's...
How hard is that?
It's they don't want that.
But we have to have it to have America.
They don't want that.
So I wake up this morning and I see overnight news. President Trump now tells ICE to arrest them and then send them to sanctuary cities in Democrat area.
Yeah.
So overnight, while he's not asleep, because he doesn't sleep, he's saying, okay, guys, Trump's not a dumb dude. Some people are dumb. Trump's not a dumb dude. I really don't think he really came out and said, listen, I want you to go and arrest all them people and then just let them go inside the sanctuary city, just tell them, free for all, rah! I don't think he did that.
He actually said it. He actually said it. I heard him say it.
Say what?
All these people ought to go to the states that are sanctuary states.
No, he said that, but he did not direct.
He didn't direct.
Come on. There's one thing for him to say something. There's another thing for him to direct somebody to say it.
And I want to tell you.
There's a difference.
The difference between a Republican and a Democrat is the Democrats would actually do something like that if it were in their benefit.
And we just say it.
And keep their mouth shut, and we just go around there going, bleh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, they made it think as though he had a direct – there was a directive to ICE and to immigration that they were to do that. That's not what he said.
And I said – and believe me, I've said the same thing. And it's more than the states. I would load all these folks up, and I would go bring them up to San Francisco.
No, don't – listen – no.
And San Francisco already has a homeless problem over there, and they wanted to put the homeless park right in the middle of Nancy Pelosi's district, and it was a disaster for the people. All these good liberal people around there came out. You can't put that there.
Why not?
Because it's going to destroy our property values.
So what?
Because all these multi-million-dollar condominiums would be looking on a homeless shelter.
So what?
That's exactly right. For them, so what? You make the rules, that's the way it goes.
But when do we stand up and look at this? I'm watching Nancy Pelosi right now and her take on this spy thing with Barr.
Ooh.
And I'm going, really, Nancy, why don't we get to the bottom of this? Because if you really want to stay on the bar issue and on the Russia issue, because I'm really tired of Russia, all these people. There's got to be other things that are going on in the world besides this.
It's a loser for them. They need to get off of it because they're going to regret it.
I'm tired of the Mueller report.
They
need to move on. Right now, why aren't they caucusing and putting it to committee so that they can actually change immigration law?
They don't want to. I get tired of hearing, people get on TV, Tracy. It drives me absolutely crazy. Well, it's not that difficult to do, blah, 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 blah. I don't understand why Congress doesn't do it. They're not doing it because they don't want to. The Democrats are perfectly happy with the way things are. These people are coming in. They're going to have kids. Those kids are going to be born American citizens. And then they're all going to grow up, and they're all going to vote Democratic. I'm not making it up. The Democratic Party laid this out as a strategy 5 to 8 years ago in a major way. It's always been their strategy long term. But they actually put it down on paper, and they threw the white guys out.
Well, you're here. I'm listening to Tracy and friends, and we're throwing the white guys out on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm going to ask you the difference between throwing the white guys out and throwing the black guys out when I come back from my break. The number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
Is there any coffee left? Is there any coffee left out there?
I can make it.
No, don't.
There's a Keurig cup.
Oh, okay, I'll go do it.
The pods are over by the wall behind the desk. You see them? In a bag. I am just so involved. I cannot comprehend. Did you find them?
I don't really.
You sure?
I don't expect me to go to the bathroom. Coffee goes right through me.
I am so tired. Wait. Because I want, Mark, you were saying, do you think that white men are still at the bottom of the totem pole still?
I'm sorry?
Remember we were talking about this a couple years ago, about white men being at the bottom, that white men are being emasculated and at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yes.
Do you realize black men are below you?
I think you get so low, you can't tell the difference.
So why don't people know the difference? Because right now, they still have a separation between white men and black men.
And
they're keeping people apart, like I said about this country song. This is a song of uniting.
You know, so I put down Oprah.
Oh, we're going to get there. I see it.
We're
going to get there. We haven't gotten there yet. No. That's for life.
I heard a speech on the way in today about holy smokes.
Because I'm really having issues with this. Yeah. Because I'm looking at them continuing. Why in the world would we want to separate something that could unite us better?
Well, I got a theory on that.
I'm watching this go through and the demonic activity that's going on, and I'm going to get to that with Michelle and Oprah. Now let's do this one. Oh, this one is. Weight Watchers. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, and I'm in studio with Mark Manji. I'm Tracy Winbush, and I was asking him during the break about who's on the bottom and who's on the top as far as when it comes to black men versus white men, because I think that white women, black women, white men, black men.
Do that again?
I think it goes white women.
Okay.
Black women.
Okay.
White men.
Okay.
Black men.
Okay.
And that's the ranking of if you're looking just black and white. And when I say black and white, when I say people of color, and when I say black, I'm talking about people of color because there's a mesh, because the other communities could care less about their ranking order. They just go out and get what they have to get.
Do you really think white women are – I'm not serious. Do you really think it's white women over – black women? I would switch
absolutely.
Those.
No, black women are – I'm screwed. I have nothing. I get nothing. I have nothing. I can't – we don't have any support. We don't have any rights. We don't have any men. We don't have nothing. We just here. Because black men don't want us, and white men are scared of us.
The strongest women I see on television are African-American women.
We are strong, but we're not strong about strength. We're talking about pecking order. We have no choice but to be strong, because if we're not strong, we would just kill each other and everyone else, because no one pays attention to us.
Oh, okay.
We have no support system.
Okay.
White women still have a support system of each other. Black women don't even have each other.
I would say I would agree with you with poor white women, but when you get to middle class, poor black women, but when you get to the middle class and you start moving to the upper classes, African-American women are very forceful. Because they have
we're not talking about forceful.
And they get stuff done.
They're very forceful because they get stuff – not because they get stuff done because they won't stop, but not because
– look at you.
I'm not – don't even start with me. I'm just trying – I'm sliding up a hill with mud and saran wrap. And what makes it so bad, you've got white men who are in pecking order who don't want black women to advance because they don't want those communities to advance because they, for some reason, they're still intimidated by stupid stuff. But they shouldn't be.
Well, I don't know if they're intimidated as much as they're afraid to open up their mouths and say anything, because in this day and age where you live, we talked about the emasculation of men. It's emasculation, but also – it is, you know, men are put in a position where they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't, and you know, you can't do this. This poor man came up to you to ask you yesterday to give you a compliment.
Yeah,
he didn't ask me, and I was offended, but that's another story.
There you go. You're funny.
I know. But at any rate, you know, he saw an attractive woman, and he went up,
you have to ask.
Well, you know what? I think.
I mean, you do today, but you shouldn't have to. Walking up to someone saying you smell nice, you look nice, you're attractive, I appreciate. And it wasn't flirting. It wasn't anything. It was a simple, innocent compliment.
And he was a very nice man, and you know, and he was single, I guess.
I don't know. He disappeared.
I know. He was sitting at the table back and back.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, he was sitting at the table and back.
I wasn't paying attention.
You know, but men, people, all these people are making all these rules for all these things, and it also goes into relations between men and women. But it's a political thing, not a sexual thing, and. Men are afraid to say, "What are you talking about?" No. You know, men refuse to say, "I'm not going to let you define the words I use or the actions I take."
Well, that's people, period. That's people, period.
They need
right
to stand
now,
up and say
Americans
no.
right now need to stand up and say no.
Yeah.
I mean, that's overall. Americans need to stand up and say, "You've gone too far."
But they won't do that. And so it keeps getting worse.
But that goes back to the media indoctrination, speaking of which, since I don't have Fox News, and I only have two channels now, and I get stuck with frickin' frack.
You didn't
morning.
Call them and ask them?
Who has time for that? Who has time to sit down and listen to bad music on a wait and hold with Spectrum to figure out why don't I have this? I got to wait until you can't pay the note and sit on the phone with them at the same time. So I'm watching news this morning, and I'm watching your boy, Joe Scarborough.
Oh, no. What? That's not news.
And
that's bad, bad pablum.
Pablum?
Bad, rotten, rotting mush.
Pablum?
Pablum.
I like pablum. That's a good word. Is that like minutia?
Pablum is a baby food.
Oh, no. That baby food is good for people. This is bad, bad minutia.
You get pablum, give it to the baby.
No, this is that. That baby food will kill you.
Yeah.
Because if you're a baby and you eat his food,
yeah.
You're going to die. Listen, whatever you see, if you see Mika Brzezinski, run the opposite direction, because Joe was not this bad at one time. He got a Brzezinski, and next thing I knew, he's a wacky
How are
deal.
They still on television? In all sincerity, these people are spouting stuff that has no basis in fact. I know people who watch them
every morning, and they watch them like it's the law.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Speaking of which, before we go too far, I don't want to forget this. Hats off to Mike DeWine.
Yes.
Governor of Ohio.
Signed the right bill.
Signed the heartbeat after
That's right.
all this time.
That was
wow.
an effort getting that through. And it certainly is a clearer definition of when life begins.
If you hear a heartbeat, I hate to tell you, but if you hear a heartbeat, there's a life.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, when Patches was a puppy, I put a clock inside her box. So she could feel like she heard her mom's heartbeat. If you stop the heartbeat, there's no life, right?
That's right.
So when you hear heartbeat, why did it take so long? Why was it so controversial?
Because it is a zero tolerance for anything against progressive doctrine. These are scary people. They are scary in every sense of the word. You know, the guy here goes last name's Knowles. He has a podcast. He went, and I like him. He was an actor before he became a political. He made himself a political commentator with his own podcast and whatnot. And he's on Fox a lot. And I think it's Michael Knowles. And he went to talk at the University of Missouri yesterday. And he was attacked by people with one of those when he was speaking with those power squirt guns.
A squirt gun.
Yeah, you know those
a super soaker.
A super soaker.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And they tackled the guy, and they it was pretty cool to watch it on television. But these people, they it's like watching the Blues, but they're on a mission from God.
Listen, Mark,
and they believe they're doing the good work. They have no boundaries, no scruples, no values, no beliefs other than their narcissistic belief that they're right on anything, and they want to make sure that you do what they tell you to do.
I think we ought to allow super soakers and water pistols in the political rallies. I think that's fun. We ought to, for 2020, it could be like darts.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to – oh, not darts, but when you go to the carnival, you know, you have to hit the super – you know, you get your little spurt gun, and they got the little ducks. We got to have target practice.
Yeah.
Because that would be so much fun. Can you see, like, for the debate? I'm serious. You could, like, just point your gun at whichever one you think had a bad answer and make them duck. It's almost like, what do they call it? When you used to dunk the people in the dunking tank.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a baseball.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I think we got to do that.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
I thought you did that.
Yes, I did.
Up at Mount Carmel.
Yes.
You? Yeah.
Yes. I got my big behind up there, and I was much bigger. I got my big behind up there, and they dunked the crap out of me. I enjoy that. I mean, it's harmless fun.
Yeah.
And what's happening today is our young people and our society is getting away from harmless fun.
Yeah. The things aren't funny anymore. I watched one of my favorite Big Bang episodes yesterday. And I was sitting there. I sat there and laughed out loud. There aren't too many things you could turn on television today and watch and laugh out loud and have a good time and watch them. The writers back in the day is maybe 10 to 30 years ago, before everything, you know, goofy, when Obama got elected, there's just nothing funny anymore. The episode I like, of one of my favorite Big Bang episodes, is when can't I think of her name?
Let me tell you why.
Why?
You're having a senior moment.
I'm having it.
So while you're doing your senior moment, let's do this. Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama.
Oh.
Your two other favorite people.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not mad at Opie.
No.
One day I want to grow up and be.
You want to be Oprah?
No, I don't.
Oh, you'd make a great Oprah.
I don't want to be Oprah.
Will you give me a car? If you're ever Oprah, will you give me a car?
I would go out and find dealerships that are going to give cars. I would go find manufacturers that are going to give cars away and pay the taxes.
Okay, that's good.
But I'll say this.
I'll take it.
I'll say this. I don't want to be Oprah. I want to get to Oprah status so I can show Oprah what you do when you get there. Because what Oprah does with hers and what I would do with mine is two different things.
Henny. That's the name I couldn't think of.
Penny?
Penny
Marshall?
No, Penny on Big Bang.
I don't watch that.
Okay, anyways, go on with that.
But because Oprah is so, I look at her and Michelle Obama and what the Obamas have done to our nation. The spiritual connotation that the Obamas brought forth while in leadership was not healthy for our nation.
Run that by me again.
The spiritual underpinning that the Obamas brought to this nation from their leadership was not healthy for our future.
Right. Okay.
You know, when you turn the White House into a rainbow, when you allow division to be promoted when you know it had nothing to do with it, when you split people up based upon race for your own electioneering, that is not healthy. And when you see Oprah Winfrey and her promotion of New Age theology, and she teams up with Michelle Obama, and Michelle Obama was what I will not say, she was a quiet first lady, but in the power that they had and what they did, they did not do anything healthy to heal a wounded nation.
No, they see, that, like any other good progressive, they see grievance everywhere and divide everywhere
and
oppression everywhere. And the problem I have is I've reached the point now after watching it year after year after year for many, many years, because I'm older than you, is that they don't believe it. It's all old.
Well, they believe what they believe. They just don't tell what they believe. And Oprah is a New Age promoter. And she's done it over the years. And I saw her with Dr. Phil. And right now, if you look at what's going on now, I think she just wrote another book. Did she write a book?
Yes, she wrote another book. She gave a speech yesterday. And I wish I knew where it was. I listened to it on the way in. It was a political speech like I've not heard in a long time. It was a stump political speech. Tracy, this is my morning for names. The black conservative commentator, he's on at 8, 9 in the morning. Great guy. Sounds like
online or on TV?
No, he's on Patriot Radio.
I have to look. You're not talking about Larry Elder?
No. No, not Larry Elder. This guy's dynamic. He's terrific. And he was the one with the black lady called up and she didn't know he was black.
I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. Who is that?
Find that guy.
I like. I'm gonna do country all day. I'm gonna do country all day long today.
Uh-oh.
I am. I see it coming. Let me try my Oprah speech. Was it a speech? Who was she talking to?
Mark, I don't know who she was talking to. I just heard the speech, and it was a stumped political speech. And they're talking about, is she still in the running for president?
She's more dangerous where she is not running. I'd rather have her running. Her running would be a blessing.
David Webb.
Oh, here it goes.
His white privilege was called out, and he's black. And he does.
What's his name?
David Webb.
I don't know who that is. I'm coming back. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We're brought to you by Window World. When you're looking for replacement windows, you want to call the Moran family. You want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Ask them to give you a free quote and tell them that Tracy and Friends sent you. Mark, listen to this. When you got a song that tells you worship me, bow down on your knees and worship myself, I just want you guys to know that I come from the elk that thou shalt not worship anything above God. And so we know that Oprah is a big, big, huge shareholder inside of the Weight Watchers. They say turn it to WW. And when you are looking to lose weight, one, Christians don't do yoga, and Christians don't worship themselves. So now that's on that end. Now we have Oprah, and she is in the political arena, and she's now written a book, and she's going around touring. Now, Mark, if you really think that Oprah is dangerous, I'd rather have her run and have her speak the policy than for her to be engineering from behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because right now, she's dangerous, and so is Michelle Obama.
The folks, I was listening to David Webb. That was the guy's name this morning. He is just terrific, They were talking about who's going to save the Democratic Party, and they went to Oprah and they went to Michelle, and they played Oprah the speech yesterday, and I'm going to see if I can look for it when I get home this afternoon and send it to you. And it was an absolutely total political speech, 100%. It was like a stump speech, and mostly about empowering women. It was a woman oriented speech, but you know how they're going to take control, make things right, blah 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 blah, and the caller that Webb was talking to said that Michelle or Oprah may jump into the race to save the party because right now it's just a complete fiasco, it's you can't even talk about it. It's so bad they're killing themselves. But he said that Oprah wants to be the kingmaker, and he said that she is backing Kamala Harris, as well as CNN is backing Kamala Harris, and that's kind of interesting.
Oprah delivers inspiring speech about female power.
There we go.
And let me say this, women, I hate to tell you guys, but your power is from the second seat, not from the first. And we are going to have to, if we want things to be right, start driving from the passenger side and understanding that we're not supposed to be in the driver's seat.
Oh, I disagree with you that on, Tracy.
You can disagree with me. I don't mind.
You know, why should women be in the passenger seat? People are people. If they earn, whether you're a man or you're a woman, you earn that driver's seat. You ought to get that driver's
but
seat.
But when I say that, I'm not just talking necessarily about the overall. See, what we do, when women get in power, we believe that men shouldn't be there, so that we emasculate you so that I can be there, not realizing that I'm here to compliment you. And now, don't get me wrong. Hold on.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Hold on. I've
got to get my feminist card out.
Hold on. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about order of home, because right now women are so much in power that we are emasculating men. See, I don't have to emasculate you to be in power. Men need to have the ego boost of being complimented and not being emasculated. And you have to understand, we are not the weaker vessel. We are the stronger vessel as women. But men need us to actually boost them. If we do not encourage men, men become docile. And they fail.
Men.
You guys need us.
I think men. I put the emasculation of men squarely in men's inability to call it out and do something about it.
The reason why they don't is because they don't have anyone encouraging them. Because if I bruise your ego at a young age as a male, and not let you be a man. Because remember, we don't want men to be men. We want men to be emotional women. that actually have extra.
There's a large group of women that want that.
And men are not emotional. Men are logical. Women are emotional, and that you have some emotion and we have some logic. But overall, we have to be careful because women, we are incubators. Hold on to everything, and we will hold a grudge forever. Where men will forget by the next hour what happened the last moment. And we need to understand we need one another. But it is not for me to emasculate you to make myself strong.
Men are emasculated because they let women emasculate them. You need to stand up and say no. I do it all the time, and people laugh at me. And yet, you know, I never want to be in a position where I feel like I'm letting a woman do something. I don't want to let a woman do something. If a woman's right, man, I support her 100% in a general way like I would a man. And if a woman's wrong, I'll come out against her in the same way I would as against a man.
And it's okay to do that. You're supposed to, because we are equal. But we also have to understand, with our equal, we have different attributes.
And so you take men, some of these women, and you watch. I see them on television. There's a lot of emasculating women on television.
That's what I'm saying.
And,
look at what they're doing.
And I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, I can't say it on the air.
I'm glad.
Turn your back and walk away. Do you ever see some of these women on Say Yes to the Dress? Do you ever watch that show? Oh, my God.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, some guy's marrying this woman.
That's correct. They're crazy.
Why would he?
Because I don't know. But remember, we don't marry to stay married. Inside of the order of the home, we don't marry to marry anymore. We marry for the wedding, not for the marriage. We marry for the dress and for the party. That's how we go into these weddings nowadays. And before you get home, somebody calls you and says, you know they're getting divorced next week, right?
Yeah.
But we just got married.
Yeah.
And that's what we teach.
That's
because they're, again, inside the home, the emasculation of the male, the leadership of a man where a man is supposed to lead the household has been taken from him, and we made the woman dominant.
What men need to do in order, and I'm real serious about this, is they need to take back control of the legal system that has stripped men of their civil rights in crimes related to rape accusations and everything else.
What rights?
They don't have any.
And so my question to you is, men don't.
Is where the emasculation takes place, because they're afraid the women are going to go and accuse them of that.
So let's go back to Herman Cain again. Let's go to Kavanaugh.
They're bringing Kavanaugh up again right now. They're going to form House committees to investigate him. These people have a death wish. They're starting to form the House to go open up Kavanaugh again. Are they crazy?
Do you know? We got to go. Well, guys, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. It's been a great week. It's been a great day, and we want you to have a blessed and great weekend. I'll see you here on Monday if God says the same. We want you to be safe, and we'll see you then. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends, brought to you by Window World on WHKZ AM 1440. God bless you, and have a good weekend. See you. Hey, have a good weekend. Oh, that sounds like that. Ooh, that sounds like that. That sounds like that.